This marked the second year that Dre Day has been hosted in Austin, but the first time National Creative Director of the Alamo Drafthouse, John Gross, and Miss Manners, a co-op 91.7, assembled it. Dre Day is not only celebrated in Austin, but around the world, and is in its 12th year of existence. Dre Day was hosted Saturday from 2 to 8 p.m. at Holy Mountain on East 7th Street and included some of Austin's DJs spinning Dr. Dre's best hits and multiple live performances. Crew 5-4 was one of those performers, and they explained why they're appreciative of the hip-hop scene in Austin.
The artist community is pretty good.
I'll tell you this, man. I talk to artists in different states all over the place, man. And one of the things they tell us is that we're lucky we live in an environment that any given night you can go see a hip-hop show, two or three of them. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of good artists. There are a lot of good venues. One of the things that we pride ourselves on is celebrating the people that's out here really doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Xavier Vivar is originally from Harlem and said these type of events were very common there. And when he heard about Dre Day, he wanted to check it out. Vivar was very pleased with the end result of the event and talked about his plans for next year if it's hosted again.
I'm here for 2 years, so I'll definitely be back.
Dre Day started off with few people at the venue, but as the day progressed, the venue became more packed, as people celebrated Dr. Dre and hip-hop. John Gross hopes next year's Dre Day is even more successful. For KTSW News, I'm Ronaldo Leanos Jr.